B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
So we do something called the Rap Party podcast that you should check out daily. It's a 10 to 15 minute recap of each MRL show episode that we do.
And we go a little deeper into what happens on the air. We also go more in depth about behind the scenes thing.
Do you mind, Lorraine, if I play a clip of the Rap Party podcast from 7/17?
Sure. I just want to preface with, this is not one of my finer moments in life, and I'm feeling some type of way, and I'm an embarrassment over it.
Really?
Let's play the clip so people can hear, and then let's discuss what's going on in your world, okay? Here it is, the clip from the 7/17 rap party.
You know what, Lorraine? Let's talk about it. Well, let's pull the Band-Aid.
Okay.
It's time to pull the Band-Aid.
I don't want to pull the Band-Aid. I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to lose the weight.
Something was said to her, and now she's way too... It's controlling her life.
Straight up, somebody asked me if I was pregnant. And it wasn't like somebody I didn't know. It was one of my good friends, and it wasn't said maliciously, which is why it's hurting me the most.
Was it said in person or on a picture?
In person.
And that is from the Rap Party podcast.
And the only reason why I told you we got to jump into it is because you probably said something ridiculous about you and your weight. And I'm like, come on. No, you're beautiful. You're fine.
And it was just about that. Yeah. And listen, it's not something that I'm proud of. Like, I know, this is the most I've ever weighed in my entire life. And coming from a background where I was a dancer for so many years, like, it was, I'm not saying I need to ever be that skinny again. I know that's an unrealistic expectation when you're dancing 40 hours a week. Like, it's unrealistic to...
Plus, you birth the child, your body changes.
Well, so that is where everything changed for me, quite honestly.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And I started to become very self-conscious about it then. Because, you know, you put on the baby weight, and then I lost probably all but maybe 7 or 8 pounds. And then I put on a bunch of weight again after that. And I'm like, it just doesn't come off when you're 35 and had a baby the way that it used to.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard.
Let's talk about the friend. Who you don't see often, who lives in Florida.
No, but she's one of my best friends in this entire world, which is why it hurt me so bad.
Do you want to tell people the comment that was made?
Yeah, I mean, we were at a bar, and she had just gotten there, and I was like, hey, how are you? You know, give her a hug. And she goes, oh my God, are you pregnant? And I was like,
that's so bad.
Like, the record scratched. I mean, I was like, why would you say that, Lily? Oh, I didn't even say her name.
You want me to dump it?
Yeah, no. It's fine. She lives in Florida, so. I'm like, why would you even say that? And she's like, oh. And you could tell she was, like, quickly trying to scramble for something. And she's like, I thought you were drinking water. Meanwhile, I'm drinking a vodka soda with cranberry in it. It's clearly a cocktail.
It's a good excuse, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a good comeback.
Is it possible, though, that maybe she thought you were going to tell her some bit of news? And that maybe it's not your physical appearance that led her to believe that you were pregnant, or are we not?
No, I don't think so.
Have you been talking to people about maybe having a number two?
No.
No?
Not publicly.
Okay.
I mean, like, my husband and I have talked about it, but,
yeah,
like,
nothing
it hasn't been a public conversation.
Mm.
I was so upset, because it's not like, you know, it's not like somebody who you don't really know, and they were asking, or, you know, this was like one of my best friends, and I was like, oh, I'm that far gone?
But you know what, though, with your best friend?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Isn't it sick? Like, everyone should know to never ask someone if they're pregnant just by going off the physical appearance.
Like, right.
Can't you? You're supposed to check a couple more boxes before you can assume.
And listen, I know I am very sensitive to the fact that I've put on some LBs. I get it. But good Lord, why would you ask that? Like, ask one of my other best friends if you are thinking maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's a mistake, but you're also, from the other side of it, you're also admitting that you're not where you want to be physically, although I feel like that's foolish. You're beautiful. You're
sure,
a mom.
Thank you.
You're great at what your weight is. Roy, Nicole, myself, everybody, be happy with who you are. But the thing is that you do want to start losing the weight. So you're using this. I know you. You're using this for your motivation.
I really am.
Like, you are going to show up back to see this woman again in December and be like, hey.
Now, what happens, though, if in December you decide to have baby number two and you come back pregnant?
And you're pregnant. Right?
Yeah, that's just your luck. You'll lose the freaking weight, and then Dallas and you will have another baby.
See, why even try? Just eat what you want.
No, because then won't it be twice as bad after I have the second baby if I don't lose the weight before?
I don't know. I know some people get it off quicker than others. There used to be a woman who worked here who had three kids, and after every single kid, she was
just bounced right back.
Back to it. And that's just her build. But all right, so Loren had her bestie ask her if she was pregnant. Now we turn it over to you. Help Loren out. I know she's not alone, right? Roy and I know this. Mm-hmm. The MRL Show fam, get to us and tell us, who was it that asked you if you were pregnant?
704-570-9595. Let's hear those awkward stories.
Especially like people you don't know. Sometimes it's even worse,
yeah,
Loren.
Ooh. We'll talk next.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, a thing was said to our Loren. The thing you're never supposed to say.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant? It's such a bad thing.
You really have to be confident that somebody's pregnant if you say that to them in a bar.
You do. In a bar.
Like, what? What kind of person do you think I am?
We're at a bar. If I was pregnant, I wouldn't be drinking, you idiot. Are you sure your friend just wasn't drunk out of their mind?
No, she literally just walked in the door.
So after she said that, you had to hold it together to have a conversation with her. But then you texted us and you said, I just had the most miserable experience and I cried for like the last hour. Did you for real?
So I held it together. I walked over, immediately ended the conversation with her, walked over to Dallas, told him what happened. And he was like, you better keep it together in here, girl. I was like, I know. And when we got home, like literally we got in the car and out of the parking lot, I was like, ugly cry for 2 hours.
And imagine like you're at a bar. And so like imagine like you already ordered wings before that comment was made. And they bring the wings to you.
You know what? Forget 86th wings.
Yeah, they bring you wings and they bring you like loaded bacon cheese fries.
These better be vegan. I said veggie wings, not chicken wings.
Man. So when did someone ask you, are you pregnant? Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, and who was it? Because it's like your best friend said it, and to you that made you really upset. But I see it the other way. I'm like, what if a stranger said it to you?
No, I'd be less offended if a stranger said it to me, because they have nothing to compare it to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but still,
she was clearly saying, like, hey, you gained some LBs.
Yeah.
All right, someone who is just like you, Loren.
This is Victoria and Charlotte. Tell us what happened.
Hey, Loren. So, I was getting ready to be in my best friend's wedding, and I put on some LBs after the second one, FYI. And
more good news.
Sorry. First one was good. Like, I was 19, dropped it, was size 4, no problem. Second one, I'm the biggest I've ever been. He's 4 years old, and before her wedding, she asked me if I was pregnant. Then her daughter said, dang, auntie, you got a little fat.
Oh man. You know, how old was the daughter?
She's 10, like my son.
Yeah, and kids say whatever comes to their mind, man.
Yeah, we were on a St. Patrick's Day float, and a kid said something to me. He was like, why are you so big or something like that?
Yeah, they just say whatever comes to their mind.
I think you were blocking his way.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
I want to say hello.
Oh. Hey, buddy.
All right, Victoria, thank you guys. Have a great morning.
All right, let's talk with Melissa and Charlotte.
Hey, so I work for the hospital, and I'm a nurse assistant. And, like, to preface everything, I know I'm not a small girl. Like, I'm aware of my size, and it's something that I'm working on. I'm trying to lose weight. Well, I went into a patient's room one day, and I was being really nice, like, trying to get to know them because I'm going to be taking care of them the next 12 hours. So just trying to, like...
Introduce yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and everything. And so we were talking, and it was going really good. And she looked at me, like, up and down, like, the whole, like, side eye way. She was like, are you pregnant? And I was like, what? She was like, are you pregnant? And, like, for me, like, I know I have a belly. It's not, like, a belly that's, like, a, like, that you might mistake. It's, like, obviously, like, I'm bigger. Mm-hmm. And it's not, like, you know... Like how someone's like real, real tiny, you would notice. And so I was like, no, I'm not. And she was like, oh. And like, it offended me because she, like, I don't like talking about sizes, like whether you're small or big, but like she's bigger than me. And she asked me if I was pregnant. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Melissa's like, the nerve.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me ask you this, Melissa. Because you're on the other side of it. It was somebody who you didn't know who said, you know, that awful thing. Did you feel like maybe it would have been easier if it was a friend who asked you, like in Loren's case, or do you think they both?
I mean, I feel like either way, it would kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, I was a stranger with that person. It was easy for me because, like, I was working with a friend that night, so I just asked her to switch rooms with me.
Oh, okay.
So she'd be comfortable to go in after that. But, like, I'm a crybaby, so, like, either way, it would, like, hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I think, like, if it was from a friend, like, it would hurt a little bit more just because, like, they should know, like, don't ask me that.
Right.
Yeah. So it'll, yeah. You would know the answer if I was.
Right.
So just don't ask.
Yeah. Thanks, Melissa. I have a bit of a beer belly as well, and the other day...
Did people ask you if you're pregnant?
My dad did. In front of my brother and family from Chicago. He goes, hey, look at Uncle Steve. When's he due?
Aww.
But it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
You know what, though? From anyone else, it probably wouldn't have bothered me as bad. I'm just aware of it at this point, and I've been trying to lose it. So coming from my best friend, it hurt my feelings.
Yeah. We have, we can't get to Amanda, but she's on hold. And she said that her ex-coworker asked her she was pregnant because she moved in with her boyfriend and then gained weight afterwards.
Well, that's what happens when you move in.
Mm-hmm.
Is it moving stressful?
Yeah, what do they say? New relationships. You get fat and happy.
Yeah, you get fat and happy.
Somebody from 704 said, did anyone see the paddleboard picture that Loren posted? She looks fit and amazing on your trip.
See, Loren?
I'm not, listen.
Don't shake your head no.
It's just something that I know I'm not like needing to lose 100 pounds or anything. I haven't worked out in a long time, and I just don't feel good in my skin.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, you're not pregnant. Let's be clear
I'm
about that.
I'm not pregnant, people.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.